Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome back to the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Freed. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. How are you? What's happening? We have big announcements today.
We have a big announcement. I'm really excited. You're wearing glasses. I don't know if I've ever seen you wear glasses before. Are those new?
These are new. I got a little bit of a stigmatism going on.
Wow.
And also... I'm looking at screens so much that these have like the blue light thing built in. So it's only for
their prescription.
They are prescription. Got
wow.
some scripts.
You've never had like contacts or glasses?
Never
before?
In my life. They were like, this will help you out a little bit. Sharpen you up.
Wow.
What do you think?
A whole new
era. Is this a whole
era.
New look? This is tough for the people at home because they might not, you know, this is a, describe to the listeners my look.
I mean, you still look sharp.
Okay, thank you.
Got a thick rimmed glasses on.
That's right.
And you look
nerd
more pensive.
Pensive.
More pen. Yes.
I'll take it.
Is what I would say.
More like an artiste.
I like it.
That I am.
Yes. But enough about you.
Yeah.
We've got some exciting. We've got an
enough
exciting
about this guy.
Announcement, like you just said.
We have a very exciting announcement. We are going to be doing a live U Up podcast. It's been a while for us. We do we have a live show. It's going to be in New York City, December 8th. You can get pre-sale starts today. So to make sure you get a ticket before it sells out, because these tend to sell out, go to betches.co/uuplive21. That's betches.co/uuplive21. Use code BETCHES between now and Friday before tickets are made available to everyone. And, you know, Jordana, explain. People love our live show. It is a production.
I know. We have a whole production. I mean, I am so excited. You are on stage every single night.
Yes.
You're like, you know, the hardest working man
That's
in America.
Right. Exactly.
But I haven't been on stage since our last live show at Town Hall.
Yeah.
Where it's going to be again this time. It's been almost 2 years.
It is wild that it's been
crazy.
That long. Yeah. And because we really, you know, if you've been to our shows, you know, these are events. These are for your friends that don't listen to the podcast. This is an assemble the group chat moment, because, you know, what we do on the show is the live show is a version of the podcast, but it's meant for anyone to walk in the room and be like blown away, because we take emails, we give dating app makeovers, we fix up people from the audience, we read people's texts, we do, you know, we're gonna do some fuckboy or nah this time. So red flag deal breakers, we're giving out red flag and deal breaker cards. People are screaming out, yelling. It is a communal experience, and it is such a blast, and we take it really seriously to make sure that you guys have the best time ever, and people have really enjoyed these shows.
It's such a great interactive experience, and we're going to be doing some dating app makeovers. I know you just received a DM about someone who was at one of our shows 2 years ago, did a dating app makeover, and gave them some advice, and then they like... She said, like, she immediately met her fiance after taking our advice.
Yeah, they said we gave her some cold, hard truths. It was a Cleveland show. She came up for the dating app makeover, and after that show, met the man of her dreams. They're engaged now. It's like it's crazy that it's been long enough since those shows for
right?
people to get engaged.
It's crazy. And if you want to, if you want to submit a dating app makeover, we're going to do a deal reveal, which is like kind of like the Sunday special where we interpret your texts. We're probably going to do a fuckboy or nah. So send that in also to uuplive@betches.com. UUP live at betches.com. Send it in.
Yeah, the submissions start now. The ticket buying starts now. And it's all in the description of this episode. Wherever you're listening, it's in the description. And these shows, I mean, Town Hall, what a venue. I mean, last time we sold it out, we expect to do the same this time. It is December 8th. Get that group chat together. Let's make it happen.
And we'll link out to it in the description. And Jared, do you have any other shows coming? I'm really excited. I'm coming to see you Friday.
You're coming.
Live in New York. By the time this airs, I will have already seen it. I'm sure it was amazing.
I'm sure it was amazing. Well, we hope. I'm doing New York shows this weekend. I'm really excited about it. I mean, all the shows have been great. Like, I was just in D.C. Like, it is... I keep bringing this up, but, like, it's actually shocking to me. The compliments I get from the clubs about the audience that comes out for my show, which is our audience, is like, I don't know what to say. You know, like they're
an incredible engaged audience.
And I'm not talking about dating
literally
the whole show.
And figuratively.
Literally. Yeah, exactly. We're trying every day. We try to engage a new one. I don't even know what to say. Cause I'm like, okay. Yeah. But I don't, you know, talk about dating for an hour. I talk about other subjects, and it's so cool that everyone's like, it's just like nice to have reasonably minded people that come to the shows, laugh, bring their friends. If you're in Vegas this week, I'm in Vegas, then I'm going to Austin, Texas, Boston, Massachusetts, Dallas, Texas, New Brunswick, Perrysburg, Ohio, and Buffalo. So jaredfree.com for tickets. But most importantly, we have the UUP live show, which is just such an exciting thing, December 8th. So I'm really pumped. You got anything going on at Betches? Anything new?
Well, not yet, but coming soon, we'll have some more Betches announcements. What's new on my end that the listeners need to know? I've been told that my braces will not be ready in time for my wedding.
Come on.
So I might still have to have them.
Whoa. This is, you buried the lead.
I want your take.
For the listeners.
I want your take.
Well, for the listeners at home, we have to review this story. Jordana, in getting ready for the wedding, went and got some orthodontist / snake oil salesman convinced you to get braces, and then you had to get ready for the wedding, and then they were basically like, you'll have them off before the wedding, and then you had a lisp for about a month, and due to the braces,
some might say longer.
Some might say, well, I was being kind, and then now they're saying they won't be ready.
So she's like, I mean, the whole time she's like, it's going to be tight. And then like, I went in like first week in September, and she was like, so listen, like they're like 95% done. They're like 95% straight. The last 5% kind of like takes the longest, cause it's like a super micro movement. She's like, so you could like be happy with 95% of the way done, or like, and she's like, I'll take them off. Or like to fully get the full experience, like it might take another like month or two after this date. So she's like, it's your call. Like I can take them off if you want. If you're like 95% is good enough for me, then like I'll take them off.
Hold on.
But like if
it's your call, this is insane.
She said to me,
I mean, I would say how about 95%, like how about 5% off the cost of these braces? You know, like this has been... First, they were strapped on you. No warning. No warning of a list.
It's been an emotional roller coaster. So part of me is like, I have them on. You can't see them. I think my lisp is like 98% gone.
I'll say there's no lisp. I'll back you up. I would tell
you it's gone.
I would tell you the truth. I haven't noticed the lisp in months.
So part of me is like, the only really annoying thing is like taking food out of them, which is like, not the hottest thing in the world, but like,
yeah, I kind of,
you know,
gagged the minute you said that.
Exactly.
Taking food out of them.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, but I'm also like, they're already in here. Mm-hmm. Like maybe I should just finish it. You can't see them.
Your teeth, so, do your teeth,
on the other hand,
are you do your teeth look better? I mean, they're going to look the same with them on.
You tell me.
I think they look great, but they're going to look the same whether they're on or off. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So because they're behind the teeth. So you might as well go all the way. I can't see why you would.
That's my thought. Unless you actually do think there is a lispy thing potentially in there. And because like, I'm not totally sure. Like, I'm like, is this just my new voice? Like, do I have a lisp and I just like, I'm used to it? Or is it, do I sound different still? I'm not really sure.
Jordana, do you want the answer or no, for real? Because I hear you every week. I mean, I haven't noticed.
Yeah,
that.
I want the real
you
answer.
You want the real answer. We put up a poll on the You Up Instagram account. do you hear a lisp, or yes or no? And you'll get your answer because it's anonymous. I would hit
or I could
no.
just get the answer from you.
Well, I like, I'm one guy.
Let the audience tell you. I'm not going
to
tell you.
Listen, I'm one person.
All right, Maddie, when this episode comes out, well, you got to poll the audience who are brutal and so mean. on.
Well, we want the audience. We would expect the audience to be as honest with us as we are with them over this podcast. So, but I do. Mm-hmm. I'm being truthful with you right now. And I also, as far as a wedding's concerned, what is even, let's say you do have a lisp, which you don't. What
right?
What is will be tarnished?
I don't know, the vows.
Maybe
this
we
video the video of the vows.
I don't know. Like to me, the pictures are the lasting impression of a wedding, not the vow video. But maybe things will have changed by
Or just like the, I don't want the ceremony. I don't want to be. I don't want it to be included in your live stream of my wedding. Well, and she's.
I will be screaming the whole wedding, no matter what.
Till death do us part.
Yeah, that's a rough one. I might want to take him off.
I was exaggerating in that one. But yeah, okay. I'll pull the audience. Maybe I'll pull the Betches Brides audience.
Yeah.
See what they think I should do. But yeah, it's annoying.
That is very annoying because you were promised
a little bamboozled.
Yeah. Well, this whole thing has been a bamboozle. If someone was to go back and listen to that podcast when you first got them.
Oh my God.
Like you were like, I don't know. They just all of a sudden they're on my teeth and I can't speak. And I was like, that's crazy.
I'd say the first month of having these on was like one of the most like challenging mentally and physically for me months of my life, like not being able to speak, being in pain. My mouth is like cut up. But now it's, I forget they're there sometimes.
That's the thing. That's why I'm nice. Like, when they say, do you just want, like the, I would be annoyed if this was a luxury lounge episode of the podcast, if I was to complain in your shoes. The annoying thing is for the professional who you hired to look at you and go,
right.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. You want to finish it out or not? It's like, no. How much money will you be
you
giving
me
back if I take them off and don't go all the way? Versus we go all the way and how much money will you be giving me back because a promise was not kept?
Right. Because when I had my consult, they were like, oh, yeah, of course you'll get them off before then.
Yeah,
like,
easy to say then.
Easy.
Yeah.
Right. Before I bought them.
Yeah. This is a situation. But
self-improvement, huh?
I know. Listen. Listen, I'll be at the wedding no matter what. Braces or no braces. I'm not going to ditch you now. So
I should warn the guests along with all the COVID protocols.
Yes, bring your vax cards. And also, I apologize in advance for my braces behind my teeth. If you see me picking food out of them, please excuse me.
Please.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. UUP10.com, promo code UUP10. SolDeJaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
All right, let's go. Are we ready to do, what are we talking about today?
I'm ready. All right. We are talking about how you know if you are a rebound. Let's read the email to get some more context on this. I'll read it.
Go for it.
In my non-lispy voice. Go. Hi, J&J. I desperately need your brilliant dating advice. I've been dating a guy for 2 months. For context, I met him on Hinge and he is 33 and I'm 29. He's really sweet and things are going pretty well. We see each other twice a week and he has told me he likes me. We haven't agreed on being exclusive yet, but he has hinted that he isn't seeing anyone else already a few times. So seemingly everything is great. But there is something truly concerning for me. Ever since our very first date, he has been mentioning his ex-girlfriend a lot. Not every day, but most of them. I know that they were in a very serious relationship and that they broke up during the first month of the first lockdown. So it's been over a year. In my mind, that's more than enough time for him to get over her. And I'm sure he has had rebounds after her. Do you think time is a good indication of being over someone? Could I potentially be a rebound even though it has been so long? I don't know how to ask him without sounding jealous or overly insecure. Thank you for doing God's work.
See, this is a very interesting subject, and it is, to me, very, and I don't mean to gender these things, but this is kind of the premise of this podcast. It feels a very female question. Am I the rebound? Like, there's this big fear mm-hmm. of being, like, dating a guy too early, dating a guy. You know, we get this question like a red flag or deal breaker. He's never had a relationship. Or red flag, deal breaker, he's always in a relationship. Or, you know, like, red flag, deal breaker, it's been 2.5 months. Is that too soon, too much? And it's like, we can't give you the answer to that question, nor can the emailer. The emailer wrote something very specific. So it's been over a year. In my mind, that's more than enough time for him to get over her. And I'm sure he has had rebounds after her. And it's like, this person is so into rules and labeling, like, that is so wrong to me. She has to leave this perspective. And I know that's hard to do. And I can't really tell someone how to think or feel. But for you to say, in my mind, that's more than enough time. You don't know. It could be a day. It could be a year. Everyone's right. Different. You're not.
Yeah.
No rule will save you.
I mean, it didn't. I for this exact situation, especially, like, definitely no rule. Entirely dependent on the relationship before you and what happened and how he thinks about it now. I mean, like, you could be over someone before you even break up with them, right? Like, someone mm-hmm. like, if you're breaking up with someone, a lot of the times that person is like, and we would get that question a lot. Like, you know, he moved on so soon. What's the deal? And it's like, if you're breaking up with someone, a lot of the times you've been like sort of mentally out of it for a bit. And if someone breaks up with you, it can take years. I mean, it depends like who, it totally depends on the way you process things, how you think about them. And I think for this situation, like you said, there's no rule that's going to give her the answer. The answer is by talking to him and saying like, hey, you seem to mention your ex a lot. Like, what happened in that breakup? Like, how did that end? Like, how did you feel about how it ended? Like, what do you, like, what did you make of the situation? What did you learn from the situation? Like, that's going to tell you, like, the way he's processed it and the way he talks about it is going to tell you a lot more about, like, his readiness to move on than anything else.
I think that's the best advice. Like, the first instinct is to avoid this conversation completely. But I'm with you. Like, going directly into the storm of the ex, like, I think that gets you to know this person more than anything. Like, avoiding it, like she writes, you know, we haven't, you know, everything seems fine. We're not exclusive. We haven't agreed on exclusive yet. But, like, I don't even think, like, for you to be like, well, we're exclusive, but I'm going to avoid, you know, the whole subject of his ex is not really the right decision. And also, you know, they did. You're saying they were in a serious they were in a very serious relationship. They broke up during the a year ago. But that's a part of their lives. Like, of course it's going to come up. Like, I'll make it personal to me as someone who's recently single and was in a very serious relationship. I don't think of it like I've gone out with, we've talked a little bit about this on You Up With Benefits. If you guys want to shell out the cash. No, I've had, my thing, if I brought up an ex, you know, when I've been out with people or if I've like kind of thought of someone down the road, I have more of an issue trusting myself than being like obsessed with an ex or considering someone, quote unquote, the rebound. You know, like she says, like, could I still be the rebound? Like, I'm sure he's had rebounds since her. Like, I don't think he thinks of every person.
He's labeling them, right?
Yeah. Oh, rebound, rebound, rebound. And now you, I'm taken seriously. No, I think like it's way more complicated than that. And that's probably a disappointing thing for this person to hear.
Right. And if I were going on a date with someone like you, what I would want to know is like more information about that and more information about like where the way you feel about now about dating and the way that you're like sort of, again, like interpreting the idea of a new relationship. What are you looking for in this relationship that you didn't have in the other relationship? Like I don't think it's like she said, like, is
like if I was asked those questions on a date and like I'm thinking like I actually my answers would probably be like a turnoff to the person or like very
but that's fine
revealing.
Like for some people
sure.
If someone was like I immediately want to get into a serious relationship with someone who's like knows exactly what they want in the moment and like is ready is like totally 100% ready to like go there with me, like you might not be the right person for them, and that's a good question for them to ask you, because then they'll know that long like quicker than if they wait 6 months and then you know, you're saying I'm still like kind of processing things or I'm not sure exactly where I'm at or I'm still feeling like a little off about the whole thing. Like that's better for someone to know, like by not asking the question, you're not like helping yourself. You're just sort of like delaying the inevitable.
Yeah. And then the question is asked wrong. Am I a rebound is not the right question. Like the right question is like, what you were just saying is like is somewhat perfect, and you know you're trying to see if you're attracted to them, and I think when you ask am I the rebound, you're asking it backwards. You're asking are they attracted to me or are they into me? Not attracted might not be the right word, but like are they into me or are they taking me seriously? It's like, but are you taking them seriously? Like,
right. That's what you're like, that's what I'm saying. Like, shoot, you're basically asking them, like, should I be taking this and you seriously?
Yeah. Because I'm trying to personalize this as much as possible because I do think it would be helpful for people to hear because I am in this situation. I'm the guy in this situation, but probably even more so than this guy. Or I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying I am this guy in this situation. Like, I have been out with women and I have this, like, fear of trust. Like, I'm like, you know, you get far along with someone before and you're like, well, it wasn't there after I was that far along. And then you go on one date and you're like, I'm not going crazier than the last person. So now I'm like, do I even take this seriously? Does that make sense? I'm asking if that makes sense because I'm having trouble explaining what I'm saying.
You're saying like you go out with someone and you're like, oh, should I be feeling like
Well, if I don't
really
feel
intensely about this, because like otherwise, like if I don't feel even more intense about this than the last person I dated, then like, what's the point? Is that what you're
kind of, yeah, that's yeah. kind of where you go, and you're, and then you have to say to yourself, well, that's ridiculous. That's not, you have to like,
and also like sometimes you can't tell immediately. Like
totally. And
right.
But then, but this is the struggle, and it's not, and the struggle isn't between I'm still hung up on someone. It's the struggle is knowing what you're looking for and how it feels when you found that. And it's all internal stuff. And like, so this guy, if you ask him questions like that, you're going to hear his struggle or the struggles that he's going through. And maybe there's no struggles at all. Maybe he's just like, no, this is, we spent every hour of the day together. So these are the only stories I really have to tell on a date. You know,
right. And I think like the good thing about the fact that you said he brings her up a lot is like there's a lot of openings for you to ask about this.
Totally.
Like, and the, you know what I mean? Like he's giving, you're not, you don't have to randomly be like, so tell me about that relationship that ended. And like, the, like if you says he mentions her a lot, you could say like, you seem to mention her a lot. Like, can you like, what's like, how did that end?
And it's funny because these could be good and bad. He mentions yeah. her a lot could be him being like, yeah, I'm totally comfortable talking about something that was in my life. Yeah. And that was a phase. And I feel like better now. I know myself better. I know what I'm looking for more. Or it could be I think of her every day. You know, like, you know, it could be
yeah.
one or the other. Like everything is good and bad.
Also, I think if like it's also good in a way, because if someone does want an out and someone asks you about your relationship, like your ex relationship, that's a good out for them to say, yeah, even if that's not even the real reason, I think that's a great out for someone to say like, that's, yeah, I'm not like fully looking to date seriously right now. I'm not, that's still kind of like a fresh thing for me.
Yeah. And you know, that's even hard for them to say, like, I, you know, because they're
totally.
Probably
I mean,
not even, they probably think, well, I am taking this seriously, but I don't know if I could get to that next serious thing. Like, you know, like, or
right.
do I even know how to take things seriously?
Right. I remember I was dating this guy for like 3 months, the guy with the man bun. Mm. And we were doing something once. And I saw a text pop up and it was like from his ex. And I said something, I'm like, so like, it looks like your ex is like messaging you. Like, is this like, is this like an over thing? And like, I think it like got into that conversation where he's like, yeah, it's definitely over. I gave him like almost the opening. He was like, it's definitely over. Like, I'm like totally over it. Like, I have no desire to be in love again at the moment, like whatever. And I'm like, oh, like that's weird, 'cause we're dating. So like,
that's I can't good even information. Think of love right now.
Right. And that was kind of like the conversation that ended it, with him just being like, I'm not really looking to like get into anything serious right now. And if I hadn't said anything about seeing this text or about like asking about, like, that was a good open. It's like, do you know what I mean? Anything that you can take as a good opening is a great way to like flesh out any concerns you have.
But even in that scenario, you know, if we want to look at this at the core of it is, are you and I see your ex is texting and he's like, I can't even think of love right now. And you're like, and you are going, well, I'm not into that guy.
Right.
You know, it's from your taste. It's your, and so it's like the idea of like, oh, how do you know when you're the rebound, or am I the rebound, or is this person ready? It's not about them. Like, it's about, you know, and it's not about, in my mind, that's more than enough time to be over someone. No, it's not even about that. It's not that black and white. You have to make it your own thing to see if you're into it.
I agree. And like, decide if you want, you know, if they're in between, that's okay. There's something like, they don't have to be like a demon because they're like dating while they're not completely over someone.
I'm just I keep thinking of me getting that question and I'm like, oh man, I would ramble for months.
Like, well, do you feel like someone that's dating you right now is getting like a you that feels like open to something potentially serious? I guess if I were dating you, that's what I would ask you.
I'm open to it, but I'm at odds with what that is and how I feel when I'm in that. and maybe
you're not sure what it feels like.
Yeah, I think my it's like I've gotten COVID. I lost my taste buds a little bit. It feels like that a little bit. I don't know. And then that could be because I'm like concentrating on like you said, I'm doing shows every night and I'm avoiding that stuff because I'm, you know, maybe my way of avoiding it is by adding more and more shows and never really having an opportunity to like think about these things. And that runs through my mind too.
Well, is there a part of you that feels like you are kind of enjoying the freedom of not having to, of doing whatever you want, whenever you feel like it, and just like, not even in the sense of like, oh, I can like hook up or date anyone I want, but just like, I can literally do whatever I want. Like I can book as many shows and not have to worry about like my spending time with someone, like that kind of.
Yeah. I mean, you have days where you're like, man, this is great. I'm so excited to do X amount of shows over this many days. And then you go, what the fuck am I doing this for? You know, like,
right.
You know, you go back and forth. Like there are times where that's nice and there's times where that's miserable. You know, like I was in DC. I did six shows there, I think. And they were all fun and great, but like, there's a point where I've worked on the jokes that I need to work on. And like, you know, am I just avoiding having a night off to like meet someone?
Do you want to confront the like sort of like looming thing work through that and like figure that whole situation out? I kind of get that.
Totally. And I think I sense myself avoiding it more than not. Like there are things I'm signing up for that I know I don't need to be doing. You know, like I'm going to Vegas this week, and the reason I'm going is my brother, I'm going to go to the Dolphins Raiders game in Vegas.
Like your brother works for the Dolphins.
Yeah, he works for the Dolphins, and he, you know, he can get me a ticket and I can go and I can see the new stadium in Vegas. Like this is in lines with what you're asking as far as like, you don't have to check in with anybody. I'm like, I'm going to go to Vegas. I'm going to go to this new stadium. I'm going to see it. It'll be fun. And then to get there, I told the Comedy Cellar they have a club in Vegas. I was like, I'll do some shows and can I do your shows so that I have a place to stay for free? And I'm like, then they're like, sure. And now I'm there Monday through Saturday. I'm like, I don't need to be in Vegas for a fucking week. It's a long time.
No one needs to be in Vegas for a week.
Right. And now I'm like, am I just like, you know, in a normal life, I could have just flown out Saturday, taken a few days off and done it. I don't need to do shows there, but I like signed up for those things. And there's a little bit of a.
Right. You're avoiding. Like, am I distracting myself? Am I just like trying to distract myself from like thinking seriously about the situation and then taking actionable like measures?
This is when I sit with when I act as my own psychiatrist, this is the questions that I'm asking myself. And it goes in line with this email of like, you know, when you say, am I the rebound? Like if anything, someone asking that question should hear what I'm saying and realize it's not that simple. And it's not, most guys aren't like, well, I'm going to fuck this chick and get it in before I meet my wife. Like, it's not like that.
Right. Yeah. I see no one's like planning, you know, their slutty days before they
well,
settle down.
That's the other thing. Like, you know, the idea of a hoe phase doesn't exist for men. Like when women are like, oh, I had my hoe phase before I met my husband. It's like every guy's hoe phase is until the moment he says I do.
Good to know.
So get those vows ready, Jordana.
I mean, I also have a question and you can, I hope you're not insulted by it. Have you ever thought about seeing someone to sort of work through that? Like a therapy.
I'm talking
person?
With someone. I have been doing.
Oh, you have one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that has been interesting and, you know, fine. But I, you know, these are things that get discussed.
Right. Oh, I'm sure. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I'm not afraid of those things. That was kind of something I felt like I should be doing anyways. So yeah, it is. And you know, when you do a podcast like this, it feels like, you know, someone is listening that has an actual degree and is listening and being like writing notes like, oh, Jared's got this fuck up.
I'm sure you'll get them in your here. DMs.
Yeah, yeah. My DMs is like, got you diagnosed, sir. It's like, right. Thanks. I think the
solution for this woman is ask more questions.
See, yeah, you'll get a rambling answer. Yeah, as turned off as everyone is from my answers here. So
no, I think we all appreciate your vulnerability with talking about these things because they're real things that people go through. And I think that, like, you know, it's hard to admit that you don't have it all figured out or you know exactly what you want.
Well, I think that this podcast has always been an admission of that, like that there's someone on the other side. There's someone like that's trying to figure out their own shit. And yeah, like I it's hard. I don't mind telling these things, but I hope that people know I'm saying them to the best of my ability. Like, I hope I don't sound wrong to people. That's my
not at all
concern.
I think you sound like relatable and vulnerable, and I think that's great.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves, and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP. Let's talk about some awkward sex.
Let's talk about some vulnerable awkward sex.
Yeah. Okay. UUP at betches.com. Go, go, go. Send these in. We love an awkward sex story. Also, let me just repeat it. December 8th, New York City, Town Hall, You Up Live. We're doing dating app makeovers, red flag or deal breaker. We're going to do fuckboy or nah. We got games aplenty. It is a event, fun for the whole group chat, the whole family, the whole mishbucha. We're doing it on a Wednesday night so no one can say, what about Shabbat? No, you guys can come too. Come on out. Town Hall.
No better way to spend a Wednesday night.
That's right. Hi, J&J. Major, major fan of the pod and appreciate how true you are to Jared's promise of helping us put our brains on the shelf for an hour every week. You're welkies, especially lately. Okay, well, I don't know. Okay, maybe.
What's going on with you?
Yeah, what are you okay?
Dear listener. Okay, let's just...
especially lately. What if it was just a whole story of how this week has been tough? So several years ago, I went on a few dates with this guy, and we ended up at his place to hook up. We got to the part where we're both naked and approaching sex when he runs his hand on my vagina and whispers, "Can I shave it?" I was so caught off guard. I like to act these things out. I mean, when he runs his hand on my vagina and whispers, "Can I shave it?" No, he says, hold on, I have to repeat it. I fucked it up. When he runs his hand on my vagina and whispers, "Can I shave this?" This.
Oh, my God. This. It sounds like it. You sounded, the first couple times you said it, it sounded like a sleep story from the Calm app.
Oh. And he walked into the room and slid his hand down my vagina, and he said, "Can I shave this pussy?" Yeah, I.
Oh my God.
Can I shave this? Is so.
This is
weird.
This is a note to Calm to get Jared to do a sleep story.
Oh, what I would do! I want all the gigs. I was so caught off guard by his question that I heard myself mumble, "Sure," before I really processed the question. For context, this was during a time in my life when I was getting regular Brazilian waxes and I was especially diligent when I was dating someone new. So he was making this request for what was already a nearly bald vagina. Nearly bald vagina is the most hilarious combination of three words that I've ever heard.
I know exactly what she means.
Me too.
So do you. So I guess it was a good selection, right?
Yeah. It was a great select, but just bald nearly
is a very
bald.
Interesting word to use, I guess. I love it, but it makes sense.
I would call a vagina bald if it was hairless, wouldn't you?
I guess. Yeah, I guess you would. What else would you call it? Bare?
Bare, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that chick's got a bald vagina. That's a weird, when I put it that way, it sounds even weirder.
Well, when you say bald, I almost think of like Larry David with like the hair around the head. Do you know what I mean? But that's not what it looks. It's more like, it's almost like a buzzed thing. Nearly bald, I think of like some sort of a buzz cut for your vagina.
A little peach fuzz.
There you go.
It would be funny if someone shaved their vagina hair into a Larry David balding head kind of thing. But we digress. Okay. I specifically remember because I thought about how I had just been waxed the previous weekend, meaning there was maybe 5 days of growth down there, certainly not a full bush. He then leads me to the bathroom where he opens a drawer full of those super cheap disposable razors and takes one out along with a can of shaving cream. He was ready, huh?
Seriously.
I started to get anxious that he wouldn't go in the direction of the hair growth and I'd end up with razor burn and bumps and be itching for weeks to come. And then I had my mom's voice in my head about how shaving makes your hair growth back faster, thicker, and darker. So I started having second thoughts. That mom voice will really get the anxiety going. You know what I mean?
Yeah, where you're thinking of like, you know, it's going to ruin it forever. Yeah.
It's like all the stuff your mom has been saying to you for, like, I'm just imagining, can I shave it? And then in your head,
the little bubble.
It's going to grow back faster.
A little.
It's going to be thicker.
On your shoulder.
Yeah, a little Jewish woman on your shoulder. You know, he's not going to know how to do it. Those are really cheap razors.
No.
I had this, you know, when I get the mom voice, I'll put my computer on my bed. My mom one time told me that a laptop burst into flames because it was so hot on someone's sheets. And now every time I leave, like my laptop, my bed, I just think of my mom going, telling me, and I have to like get rid of it. I'm like, that's not a real story. That's a mom invented story.
Right. It's funny that like, as a parent, you can sort of have the power to instill any of that stuff, true or not.
Yeah, that's why
minds.
People are fucked up. It's their parents' fault.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I thought maybe if I did it myself instead of letting him do it, at least I could control where the razor went. But he insisted that he wanted to be the one doing the actual shaving. I mean, this sounds like a disaster. Just no, let me do it. No, I got it. No, you do it. I mean,
do you mind?
He lathered me up. Then he, as he was going in for the first swipe, my mind flashed to a bloody scene of him nicking my labia, or worse, the razor blade hitting my clit. The mental image was too much. I started to freak out and backed away. I ended up refusing to let him go through with it, and he got pretty pouty about it. At that point, I was not too turned on anymore. Oh, really? So I was just just wiped the shaving cream off, got dressed, and left. I know that everyone has different tastes in how much or little hair they like on a vagina, but this seemed more like a fetish with the act of shaving someone's labia than with the amount of hair, since I said it was like a week since post-Brazilian wax. Is this a thing, getting turned on by the act of shaving someone's pubes? Or maybe he's just very particular about wanting to penetrate a super smooth vagina. Anyways, I'm excited to see what you name give the name what name you give this one. Keep doing your thing. I love you both. Sincerely, the Beaver and the Barber. Jordana, what do you think?
Okay. So to me, this clearly screams like fetish. Like the fact that he has a drawer full of disposable razors, like
yeah.
All like the fact that he was like upset about it when he couldn't do it. Like to me, yeah. It's much less about like how much hair she actually had and more just like he gets off from that act.
It's,
right.
It says something about how self-conscious women can be and how not self-conscious men are.
Right. Like you know, I would like think that too. If I were her, I would immediately think like, oh, like am I letting this go too long? Like,
it must be that I'm disgusting, you know, like, right, like yeah. The idea that a guy got into bed with you and was like, oh, I can't have this peach right. fuzz.
You know? And men are so not like that. Like you could be like, I'm going to pluck your nose hairs and just do it for them. And they're not like all like, oh, have I been like this the whole time? They're like, oh, fine.
Whatever you
want. I don't care.
We are so grossly confident. Like it is like crazy. And yeah. You're totally right. Like the idea of like, oh, you have a hair on your ear. I'd be like, all right, get it off.
Right. Can't, you know, like it wouldn't be to me. Right. If you said to me, I have like, you have a hair on your chin. Can I get it off? I'd be like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most embarrassing thing that I've ever heard.
Sure. Yeah. That was the kind of the most glaring thing of this email to me is that she could ever think it was that he was disgusted by her. It's not. No, it's a fetish.
I would think that too. Initially, before seeing sure. the drawer full of razors, right? Well, if someone, yeah. So I would think the same if someone was like, "Oh, can I like, lather you up?" I'd be like, "Do I smell? I don't. Like, do you want to borrow?" Well, like, if someone's ever like, do you want a piece of gum?" I'm like, "Do I need a piece of gum? Is that what you're?"
You make it immediately about you,
right? Yeah.
When really it's this guy's fucking
clearly
weird
it's
brain.
This guy, yeah.
Yeah, her mom fucked her up for how she should shave her vagina, and his mom fucked him up for wanting to shave a vagina.
Yeah, I mean, I've never heard of that before, but it seems like something that could, it seems like very easily something that would be a fetish.
I have heard of this. It exists.
Have you?
Okay. I've heard of this. The idea of shaving someone is a thing.
Right. Yeah, like, that I feel like I've heard like iterations of, I guess.
But the it is so I my question leads to pubes. Have you ever looked at a man's pubes and been like, this is too much, too little? What's your first thought?
I guess I don't really think about it much unless it were like if there was nothing, I would be like a little like taken aback. And if there
nothing,
was
nothing, no good.
Nothing would be like a little weird for me, I think.
Okay.
But like someone might not care. For me, it would be like, I'd prefer something. But like too much would also be like, I think it's like anywhere in the middle is fine. Like I wouldn't think about it too much.
It's interesting. Yeah. I have been with women with the bald vagina as it's described here. Yes. And been, to me, waxing is so across the board now that it's not even sexual.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I feel like everyone gets waxed. I mean, I get laser
everyone gets
hair
waxed.
Removal, but most people get, a lot of people get waxed.
Well,
thank
everyone's
you, European
bald.
Wax Center.
Yeah. Shout out to the sponsors. But everyone is Larry David down there. You know, mm-hmm. So it's not even sexual for, you know, back in the day, a Brazilian, whoa, no hair. This, she's thinking about sex. Now I think we've gone so far into hair removal that when a woman has a bush,
now it's
it's more sexual. It's erotic.
You're into that.
So
is that your preference? That's your preference?
Not my preference, but just the idea that to me it's more thought out when there is a bush than when there's not a bush. Do you know what I mean? Like the
interesting.
To me, the standard is now Larry David.
Okay.
The I've made a choice with my vagina is the bush. Like, very, it's kind of interesting the way that works. You know what I mean?
So you'd be down for any mix.
Yeah. Beggars can't be choosers.
What's your preferred?
No, but I think it's hot when there's a bush.
Okay.
I think it's a sexy, like, it's almost like a throwback. It's, you know, it's from another era.
Like full or like landing.
I've seen it all. Listen, do whatever you want. I that's up to the artist to make the decision. Right. But to me, it's interesting the shift in, you know, because of another era, someone would be like, whoa, that used to be a thing for guys. Whoa. And she's waxed, you know? And right. I think we've
and
gone
now
the
it's
other
like
way.
Everyone is. I see what you're saying. Interesting. Well, that's interesting to know that that's so common. I mean, like for me, among my friend group, I think that that's been like discussed as the standard, but like it's interesting because I don't see a ton of vaginas personally.
Yeah, no, not
so
you're
now
not
I
out
have
in
a
these streets.
Right. So now it's good to get the intel from you that it's very, very, very common.
Well, it's funny that to me it's not as much the bush itself, it's the mental aspect of it, of how you came to bush.
Right. What did you think? It's like the end of a relationship. It's not about, you know, the end and the time. It's about what did you think about?
Yes.
What
got you there?
Yeah, exactly. So,
do you have names for this?
I really like Maddie's name. She said the bald beaver. I like that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What did you think?
I like the bushwhacker. She had that, the slippery slope. I had a few. Edward Razorhands.
That's funny.
Smooth as a lady's vagina. Hairless operation. The Razor Ramon. That's a former wrestler named Razor Ramon. So this guy is Razor Ramon. The Razor Ramon's finishing move in wrestling was the Razor's Edge, which I thought was a good name for this as well. And the Gillette Gina.
Gillette Gina is great. The wrestler one, I'm not really in the wrestling scene, so I've never heard of it. But
you're not?
If you're any WWE fans out there, I'm sure we'll really appreciate that one.
Yeah, someone got a tickle out of that. Like one person, one of our listeners. The rest were like, we didn't really track that one. But would this be a red flag or deal breaker for you if a guy's fetish was this?
Okay. Here's the thing. I think I'd be like down for it like a couple times. I don't know if I'd want to commit to like a lot like this being like
part of your life.
Like my partner is doing my like vaginal maintenance. Like, I don't know if that's going to be like a long-term thing for me. If like he wanted to do it like once or twice or like on special occasions, maybe. I don't think I'd be like into it on a consistent level personally.
Don't you think all fetishes kind of evolve into that with a partner? Like if you know your partner's into something, then it becomes like the cake on your birthday.
Right.
I think that's kind of the evolution of a fetish.
Yeah, if it evolved into that, and he wasn't expecting it like every week,
and if you're,
if you're good,
you get to shave me.
Exactly. I mean, all else is great. I think I could deal with it. I don't like that he like brought it out on their first time sleeping together, and that he got like pouty when she was like uncomfortable with it. I don't think in this scenario, I think it would be like a red flag or a deal breaker. But I think if it were brought up in the right way and
more
like
organically.
Sort of, yeah. And if it were given to me as like, I know this is not like standard, but like it, I find it really hot when I can, you know, when a girl lets me shave them, like I'd be okay with that.
there is a point in a relationship for this type of reveal. You have to take the relationship seriously first to get to this reveal, I do believe.
Right. That's the issue with this guy, is like, he's just like throwing it at her with no context and no warning and no like discussion. And I think I'd be turned off by that aspect, but not by like the act in itself. Like, if that's what gets you off, I think there's like worse things. Like, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If, I mean, I would do it. It wouldn't be a deal breaker for me. I'd be on the bed like, I could use a shave.
Right.
It would turn into like a barber situation. You want the back cleaned up? Yeah. Give it a clean up.
Yeah. Maybe you're into it. Maybe it's maintained for you.
Listen, I don't know until I know.
That's true. So you're neither a red flag nor a deal breaker for you.
Yeah. No. I'm cool with it. But you know, it doesn't make me more into them by any means.
Fair.
I'm not like, whoa. Yeah.
Perspective.
Let's do another email.
All right. Hi, J&J. I love the pod. I never thought I'd write in, but I've come across a situation over the past couple of weeks that I'd love your perspective on. Side note, I didn't even have to look up the email address because Jared's voice saying UUP@betches.com is forever stuck in my head. LOL.
Gotcha, bitch.
Anyway, I'm currently talking to / seeing a couple of guys, nothing super serious yet. One of them, let's call him James, I matched with on Hinge a few weeks back, and we went on our first date about a week ago. The date was good. It wasn't the best date I've ever been on, but I really liked how open and vulnerable he was, and all around, he seemed like a really good guy. He asked me on the second date in the middle of the first, and I said yes, and he's been texting me every day since. I was excited for the second date, which is tomorrow, but since our first date, he's been almost too forward. Not in a sexual way, and definitely, he's definitely not love bombing me, but I'm getting a little bit turned off because he seems too eager. For example, the other day I mentioned that I've always wanted to do the walk from Broad City where they go from the top of Manhattan all the way to the bottom. And he said, I'd love to do that with you at some point if we're still seeing each other. What? We're not even seeing each other now. We've literally been on one date. I let that one slide, but then last night we were talking about comedy shows and he said, not trying to get ahead of myself, but maybe we do a comedy show for the next date. It's sweet that he's trying to proactively plan with me, but I'm feeling weird about the whole thing, given we haven't even had our second date yet. It's fine to think those things, but this early in the game, I find it weird that he's saying it out aloud. Am I just used to shitty guys who don't communicate, or is this super weird and forward? Can't wait to hear your thoughts. Love you guys.
So I don't know if your brain went to the same place mine did, but this is like one of those like creepy unless you're into them type of things to me.
Yeah. I think like what I was getting from the email is that she's like, she's sort of on the fence. Right.
Mm.
And after a first date, I've been in that mindset where I'm like, you know, if they asked me out, like I'd probably go again, but like if they didn't, I wouldn't care that much. Like it'd be fine. I'm not eagerly excited about going them, and sort of like the actions of the guy after that can really flip you one way or another.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the point is like, mm-hmm. he's kind of painting a picture and she's looking at the picture with her in it. And she's like, I don't want to do that with you. Right. Like, you know, like she's almost like, it's almost like he's like telling, you know, the story of them and she's watching it and it's just, you know, if you're not excited by the idea of like doing these things with them, then maybe you're not that excited about them and it's maybe time to like let them go.
Right. I kind of feel like he didn't do anything wrong though. Nothing that he said to me, nothing was like, oh my God, what a loser who's like obsessed with you. Like he said a lot of things that if I went on a great date with someone, I'd be like very into hearing, like not to get ahead of myself, but here's what I'd like to do on our next date. It wasn't like he was like, not to get ahead of myself, but like next summer, I want you to come with me to this wedding. That's a year and a half from now. Like he's talking about the next date. To me, that's weird.
And it's like a very thin line. You're right. Because there's also the we should guy that we've talked about a lot, where it's like, we should do this. We should do that. And then you end up in their apartment hooking up and then they disappear. And it's like, what happened to, you know, going to Spain together, you know, like
it doesn't seem all this shit together. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's saying we should, in a context of like where he's actually backing it up and being and it seemingly like into actually doing these plans. So, you know, yeah, I'm with you. It didn't sound strange or too early to ever be like, yeah, I think I would like to do that with you. Like, I had such a good time with you. I'd like that'd be a cool thing to do to get to know one another. And I think she's envisioning it and she's walking it out because she's never really imagined anything with him. And she's like, ugh, 6 hours right. with you. You know,
like, I, yeah. And I mean, it's okay to not be into someone that you're like,
yeah,
or to be on the fence and then be turned off by someone seeming more into it than you are. Like, that happens too. I don't think that's like the end of the world. But like, if she's trying to get validation of like, yeah, this guy is weird. I don't think he's weird. I don't think he's like too much. She said, if we're still seeing each other, you are seeing each other. You just saw each other. He's not saying like, if we're still in a relationship, like,
yeah,
I think this is the kind of thing where she's like, maybe she doesn't want to. I felt this way before. It's like, I should be into this guy. Like, he's pretty good on paper and like, but I'm not. So, but it seems like I don't want to throw away in our sense, almost like this is our leftovers. Like, I don't want to throw away leftovers. So like for me to like get out of the mental space of not seeing them, I need to like turn them into this like weird loser demon. Yeah. And when it's just like, they're just not for you.
Yeah. 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 I agree. It is. She's got a okay hand that she got dealt. And she doesn't want to fold it, and she right. should, and it's time to fold, and that's okay. Like I'm sorry, I just can't get there with you. You know, I can't get, and like, it is true what you're saying is like the, he's talking about a walk, you know, like,
yeah.
It's like everyone should be so lucky. And I think that's what she's probably thinking. She's like, I should be so lucky that some guy wants, and she wrote it at the end of her email. Am I just used to shitty guys who don't communicate? And it's like, if you compare everybody to your last person that sucked, then you're going to just be with the next person. It doesn't matter what they do.
Right. And I mean, the only reason that could be a valid statement, if she's kind of like, I'm constantly finding myself drawn to guys who are inconsistent and, you know, they don't tell me how they feel and they don't seem excited to be with me. And I'm kind of like turned on by that. Like, that's something to delve into further with yourself.
Yeah.
Like that could be it. That could be it too, but he's not doing anything wrong. Like, if that's what you came here for, it's not about like him. It could be about you and your, it doesn't seem like, I think two facts are straight here. You don't seem that into him.
Yeah.
And like, maybe that's just one fact.
Can you believe this loser wants to go see a comedy show with me on a second date? Yeah, I can believe it.
Right. That's not weird. Like, if you think that that is like some over the top grand obsessive gesture, then like maybe you do have weirdly low standards. I don't know.
Well, yeah, it's time to, you know, get in touch with yourself again.
Right. Yeah. So I'm saying maybe like look into like what turns you on and if that seems like unhealthy.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. VEGAMOUR.com/UUP, code UUP.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Let's play some games.
Let's do it.
Red flag deal breaker. You know the rules. You're dating someone. Everything's great. This thing comes up. Red flag or deal breaker. You ready, Jordana?
I'm ready.
Hi, Jordana and Jared. So formal. I'm new to the podcast, but loving it. My friends and coworkers are probably getting sick of hearing me talk about it. I'm submitting a red flag deal breaker about my friend's relationship. My friend and her boyfriend met online and have been dating exclusively for 2 years and are in their early 30s. They plan to move in together in less than a year when their respective leases finish and have even discussed getting married and eventually having children together. Here's the red flag. The guy has not yet met a single one of her friends. Many opportunities have come up, including low-key things like meeting at a local brewery, and he comes up with an excuse every time. Many of his excuses seem legit, such as being able to be her plus one at a wedding because of a family obligation the same weekend. But after 2 years, it seems like he is avoiding meeting her friends for a reason. She has also not met any of his friends, although that part doesn't bother her the same way it does that he has basically refused to meet any of her BFFs. This seems like a huge issue in a relationship that is otherwise trusting, supportive, and future-oriented. What do you think is going on here? Is this a red flag or a deal breaker? Sincerely, tired of a mystery man.
To me, it seems kind of crazy that you could get away with not meeting someone's friends for 2 years. Like, how did
2 years?
Maybe in the pandemic. I guess the pandemic, fine, 1 year.
Okay, sure. Maybe. But not one friend? It's not like meeting the whole group is different than one friend, you know, the bestie. The idea that she doesn't. To me, when in the emailer says she has also not met any of his friends, although that part doesn't bother her the same way it does that he basically refused to meet any of her BFFs, to me, that's her avoiding the subject. Like,
right.
Like you
that
got.
That seems very odd to me that wouldn't be brought up.
Very odd. And if you're not pushing to meet his friends, then you're not pushing to have this conversation.
Right. I mean, part of meeting someone's friends, assuming that they have close friends, is like knowing more about them, like
their world. How do they interact with those people?
Right. It's like if you only hang out with the person, you don't see them interact with anyone else in their life. How do you know, like, who they are? Even.
Yeah, I. It's this would be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, if someone avoided seeing my friends for 2 years, I think it would be a deal breaker earlier. I think it would be a deal breaker 6 months in.
It's also a deal breaker that you're not trying on the other end too. Like if I'm this guy, it could almost become like a, well, if you don't want me to see your friends, you don't want to meet my friends, then I don't want to meet your friends. Like maybe that's a part of it. I don't know. I'm not trying to take the other person's side because it is weird of him, but like the idea that she doesn't care about his friends, like why don't you care?
Right. Why don't either of you, like it seems, I feel like there's a bigger issue in this relationship that isn't being discussed. And maybe almost this friend thing is like a symptom of that.
Oh, totally. I agree. I just don't. And this is coming from the friend. This story has gotten to the group.
Right. If you're not interested in meeting my friends, you're not that interested in me and who I am.
Yeah, it's got to come up. I would like a follow up on this. Like, I need
to
know.
Give us the real issue.
Yeah, and I also need to know why she isn't. Like, to me, it's you can take control of the situation or you're not. And she's not taking control. The way to take control of the situation is like, hey, when are you getting together with your friends? I'd love to come and hang out with them. Like, that is, because then that puts it in your, you know, that's less of a, he can always come up with an excuse for not meeting your friends. But it's hard for him to be like, don't come.
What right. Is he like a drifter? Like that would almost give me like bigger thoughts about like, who is he? Like, you know what I mean?
You don't
is
know.
Is he hiding something?
What are you hiding?
I mean, yeah. All right. So deal breaker for me. Red flag or deal breaker. I went on a date with a guy who voluntarily showed me his fake scanned vaccination card. He said he's not an anti-vaxxer, just in quote unquote, no rush to get it. He uses it to be able to not wear masks at bars.
You know what the interesting part about this was to me when I read it? Like what I got upset about? Like what? It wasn't that he has a fake vax card. It's that he said he's not an anti-vaxxer. You are. You know,
right. Just admit you're, it.
Just admit it.
It's harder. It's more annoying to figure out how to get a fake vaccination card than it is to just get vaccinated. Is it not? Would you know where to start in getting a fake
vaccine? I have no idea. I have no idea where I would get it.
Find a dealer.
Acquire. I go out to Times Square and find someone who's pushing it. I don't know. I just the mental gymnastics to say I'm not an anti-vaxxer, just no rush to get it, and I don't want to wear masks at bars. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't deal with someone who is this self-conscious, because that's a self-conscious thing. Like, you don't even want to admit to what your stance is.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, be it all the way. I take more, I would respect, and I, listen, not to say I would respect any, like, to me, I'm out there as far as like fucking get it, you know, like I'm in that camp.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't date anyone who wasn't vaccinated if I were single.
I've met people who weren't vaccinated and I needed to know the story. I had this
come dating. Were you dating?
This?
Some, have you dated anyone who's not vaccinated?
I met someone who wasn't vaccinated and I was like, so what happened? And I did feel intrusive. Like it did feel like I was being, but I did need to know how they got to that point. And they told me their story and I was like it felt a little weird to be like, okay, that checks out. Yeah, you know, like, okay. Like I wasn't, but it was, there we're past a certain date where I'm like, what's the story? Do you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, yeah, this would be a deal breaker to me on like several levels. Like every part of it is a deal breaker on its own. Not being vaccinated is a deal breaker. Making a fake card is a deal breaker. Endangering the health of everyone around you by like deceiving them is a deal breaker. Like all of the lying about not being anti-vaxxer when you clearly are is a deal. Like all of it is a deal. There's like four times. It's like a deal breaker on steroids.
I'm with you too. I just couldn't. I got most annoyed at saying I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I'm just not in a rush. Like, I don't like this like elevation of your intelligence.
I'm busy. No,
like, right. Yeah, I got shit to do. No, okay, yeah. Like it is very much like the person who says I'm busy. I have a short story that this just happened. It's funny the way you start finding out who doesn't want to take it. And I have my shows in New York this weekend, and someone that I haven't seen since college, I get a message being like I get messages from them like all the time being like, can't wait for the Gotham shows. Can't wait for the shows. I'm like, great. Can't wait to have you. Haven't seen them in years. And then I get a message. Are they checking vax cards at the door at the show? Do you know? And I wrote back. I go, I think it's a New York City rule now, but you'd have to call the club. That's what I wrote. And then they just write back. Ah, shit, man. Not gonna be able to make it. Like, no, he wrote, ah, bummer, man. Not going to be able to make it. They're checking cards. I'll come to your other show. And I'm like, oh,
no,
bummer. Bummer. Like, no, admit. Like, he didn't explain himself. I'm like, I can only be led to believe. Like, I was like, I just, oh, bummer. Like, I didn't understand.
You have to be vaccinated to go anywhere inside New York City these days.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. But
yeah.
To realize that you need to get a bummer, man. Like, wait, no. I need more of a story
Did
here,
you ask?
Dude. No, I just didn't answer.
Also, it's like, oh, I'll catch the next show where I can like, I can come. Or they let anyone in.
Yeah. I'll sneak in with my fake vax card. It was weird.
Put me in the section closest to you.
Yeah. Hopefully I have a cough by then.
Oh my God. Yeah. Deal breaker.
Deal breaker. Okay. Let's do one more. Red flag or deal breaker. They delete their Instagram pictures if they don't get enough likes.
I would be turned off by this. It's like, what's not enough likes? Like one like.
Okay.
Like if they're a comedian, like let's say they're you and you have a tweet that you think is funny, you put it up and it gets like two likes. That would be like a little embarrassing. If you wanted to take it down, I'd be like, I get that.
Listen, I am someone who has deleted something for not performing. So I can't hold my partner to a stricter standard than myself. So I would have no problem with it. But I do understand the difference between someone who is pursuing following and someone who has none at all. Like,
well, anyone or isn't pursuing. Can be someone who is pursuing following. Maybe sure, they don't make money off of it.
But yeah, that's fair. But if they were just someone with like a private account, it would be tough for me to not question them on it, I guess.
Yeah, I would say it's like a red flag, but like I could see a scenario where I would do that as well, even though like I don't really like, it's not like my Instagram isn't like my performance stage.
Yeah, but also maybe you regret the picture because you're like, oh man, obviously this.
No one liked this, right?
Dud.
It's kind of, it's almost like more self-aware to be like. To me, this is not as bad as like someone who uploads like six pictures in a row and they each get like one like and they just keep going. I'm like, this person has no self-awareness. Like, I would rather almost be with the person who's like posted a picture that they thought was funny and then they're reading the room that no one likes it or thinks it's. I've deleted like tweets that don't do well because I'm kind of like, this was this kind of stupid? Like, should I have even said that? Like, is this worth it? And then I'll.
I think you're totally right. Like, the person just that keeps going forward is way worse than the one that's like, that was probably a mistake. I'll take it down. Like, I think it's okay to realize, like, this isn't who I want to put out. This isn't the face I want to put out to the world. So I'm okay with it.
Yeah. I think there's a difference between being like self-aware and like extremely insecure. So sometimes they go hand. There's a little overlap, which is fine.
They find each other on the Venn diagram.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I'd be fine with it. If it happened like every week, I would probably say red flag. If it happened like once or twice, I think it's fine.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, that's our show. We solved dating.
Once again, we solved dating. Again, so excited. December 8th, our live show is back. Town Hall. Alert the group chat. Let people know your mamas, your papas, your friends, your coworkers, your sisters, your brothers. Anyone that wants to come and have a great time, they don't have to be a podcast listener. That is a very important thing to us. We love having, this is a great, to me, we get more listeners after a live show than anything. So
they know, they've gotten a taste.
And they can't get enough after that. Yes. So bring them out.
Friend.
The link is in the description of this episode, and we'll be back on Sunday for the Sunday special.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Madeline Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at UUpPod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to UUp@Betches.com. Betches.